This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Jack, who is in China. Hello. We use the word strong to describe a person and a team. Can we use it to describe a country? Dear Jack, as you know, strong is an adjective. It describes something that has power, or something that cannot easily be broken, damaged, or destroyed. You are right. English speakers use the word strong to describe a person or a team. We can also use it to describe a country. However, describing something with the adjective strong does not necessarily mean it is good. Strong can describe things that are good or bad. In fact, almost anything can be strong. For example, people can be strong, but things like teeth, bones, and muscles can be strong too. The wind can be strong. Here is an example.
The weather report says there will be strong winds tomorrow.
Strong can describe feelings also. You can have a strong feeling about someone, some event, or issue. You may even feel you know what may happen in the future. Like this.
I have a strong feeling about our team winning the championship.
Strong can also be used to describe bad qualities. For example, imagine you painted a room and your friend comes in and says,
"The paint smell is too strong. Open the window, please."
Strong can mean something that is hard to fight against. Many students might understand this example.
When I sit in the classroom for a long time, I have a strong desire to sleep.
So, the adjective strong can be used to describe good things and bad ones, too. Well, Jack, we hope this helps to answer your question. And to our listeners everywhere, what question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Armin Kasabian.